Okay, so we're at the live room again, and this time we're talking to the brothers, and that's Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
And David.
How Hello.
Do you do? Yes.
Doing great.
And is this your first time touring in England?
No, this UK? This is our third or fourth time.
Third or fourth time. Oh, that's we've missed you.
Yeah.
Well before then.
Yeah, that's our first time in Leeds, though.
Yeah.
Or Saltaire.
Saltaire, yes.
Yeah.
Bradford.
Okay.
There's a little bit of rivalry between.
I see.
Leeds
okay.
And
we'll
Bradford.
Be careful.
So yeah, you've got your latest CD. Yeah, Some People I Know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Came out in October. Yeah.
And so we've been listening to that a bit. And who the songwriting is both of you, is it? Or?
Yeah, we write separately, but. The songs are probably split. I probably wrote a couple more, and Adam wrote.
Hmm.
What do you write?
I really only wrote two on the album.
Yeah.
I write at a much slower speed than David does.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I wrote the banjo song and In the Nighttime.
Hmm.
That's what we call that on the album, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you play the banjo?
I do, huh?
Yeah.
I don't bring it on tour because it's too much to bring on the plane.
Yeah.
But. I do play the banjo, and I played it on the album.
Very good. And, and a five-string fiddle.
And a five-string fiddle, yeah.
Yes.
So all the instruments I play have five strings.
Oh, right. So what's the difference between a five-string fiddle and a four, apart from just the...
It's got a lower string, so it's basically kind of like a violin and a viola at the same time. Although... I as a violist as well, I wouldn't put it in the class of viola because the C string isn't as rich and mellow as it is on an actual viola.
Mm.
But it's nice to be able to access those notes. So yeah.
And you play the cello, is it?
That's right.
It's always a beautiful instrument. And are you both classically trained?
Yes.
Yeah. So you had that moment when you. Left the classical, or do you still play classical?
Well, we went to college or university
for
classical music, but halfway through, we kind of realized that our life was going to be auditions and
intense competition,
and we found a good community and a bunch of other musicians that played jazz, and we were always. Listening to jazz, and we were like, oh, maybe we should just start playing this, and that expanded into bluegrass with Adam, and I ended up in Texas, and started writing songs and finding a community in that. So music has more been about, we found a community in music outside of classical that seemed to fit us better.
Yeah.
Not that there's not a community in classical music, because there very much is, and it's wonderful. But
it's very fun. Yeah.
It's very fun, and it's laid out right in front of you, and there's some of the best compositions in the whole world. So.
Yeah, you're playing perfect musical compositions, and when you're playing them at a high level, you're playing them at a very high level next to people that are playing with the highest levels, and so you're actually hearing some of the most timeless and most beautiful music that you ever heard next to you. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Just a lot of pressure, that's all.
Yeah. You're singing, I suppose, from a very early age. Mm-hmm. You knew we could sing well together.
Yeah, I think since we could talk.
Yeah.
I don't remember not singing.
And your mother and father, musical family?
Our mother is a singer and an actress. And yes, she definitely encouraged all that.
And so did our father. I think our parents got together because one of the things was that our dad really admired our mom's musicality. So he would always go and see her whenever he could. And so I think he was pretty excited when his kids also showed that they enjoyed music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great feeling that.
Yeah.
And sorry, the way back to the CD track... Cairo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot seemed to be about being alone, being moving about a lot alone.
Yeah.
Is that something that you experience now, that you settled down in
Brooklyn? That song is definitely, we both traveled so very much, and we love to, and it's just kind of wherever we never say no to a gig. they tend to take us out on the road, and yeah, we love that experience, and so it works its way into a lot of my songwriting, especially. I don't know about Adam, but yeah, that as well. And so it's just something that's always on my mind. And in that song, it's not even really about traveling. It's more about having to go somewhere where you can just kind of take it easy and, you know, feel comfortable and not feel pressured by the rest of the world, maybe.
Or, I mean, it's also a reflection on, you know, when you go somewhere looking for work, or, you know, when we're traveling around, we come to a place and we see a place and we're like, what is this place? Why is it here? And you want to know so much about it because it looks so interesting. Mm. And I feel like the Carol Illinois song is a reflection on what kind of person lives here and what kind of person gets old here, what kind of person stays.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know, Carol Illinois is a very
down and out kind of town.
Yeah. Mm. It's a pretty wild place where, like, you know, I mean, I feel like in England you have lots of places like this, but, you know, it was a booming town when the rivers were the main ports of transportation.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And then it became a big town, and then the railroads came in and the highways came in, and now it's just there's no highway through it, there's no railroads through it, and it's just a wasteland. And it's so interesting because it's so old and so broken,
and also very beautiful because it's on it's where the Ohio River and the Mississippi intersect, so it's this lush green, beautiful little almost, what do you call it, an isthmus, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they call it, but it, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it an isthmus.
No, we understand that. Sounds good. Yeah, we have got places like that, certainly where industry, a lot of industry that's just stopped, really, and then roads instead of railways.
Right.
The also, studio live sessions, so recording in the studio with a live audience, is that sounds a good idea, really.
Well, we do tell a lot of jokes during our shows.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we're there yet.
Mm.
Maybe sometime in the future we'll do a live recording. I think that could be entertaining, but right now we're still trying to write and just make the music that we want to make on an album so that we can bring it on the road. And
that's right.
That's the goal at this point.
Yes. But and you're off to Denmark and Germany.
Yes, indeed.
In Suffolk tomorrow, I understand. Yeah. So you're doing plenty of driving up and down the country.
Yes, yes. Except we're going to fly to Denmark.
That's a good idea, yes.
Yeah. It's a long way from the Channel.
Yeah, and festival in Oberhausen. Do you like festivals?
Very much.
Yeah.
Oh, festivals are very nice because people tend to drive from other places to them, and so you can access a lot more people from all different places, so when you return, you know, you can play a venue and they say, oh, I saw you 2 hours away because I was at this festival. And it's always been a nice thing because you can just kind of, the area all comes and supports the festival, and it's always a really nice way to get to know everybody.
And us in our beginning spot, it's nice because, you know, it's a good way to get discovered. People are at the festival and they don't necessarily know all of the bands, but they know many of them.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you're at a festival, you go and watch a band that you wouldn't necessarily have bought a ticket to because you don't know them, but you're like, oh, I've been hearing about those guys. Mm. And then you go and listen and get discovered, and sometimes people like you, which is, you know, what we hope.
So thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for
looking forward to tonight, and I'll give a very successful tour.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for doing it.